Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl.
My chair's raised too high, Coleman.
Order in the studio, Bailey. We've only just begun.
I know. Look at my chair. I just, you know.
Oh, and I got to put your battery on you.
You know what?
You know.
It's just one in the morning. We'll get it together.
Yeah, okay. So
again, a part of the benefit as we start the day of watching us and listening on YouTube.
Yeah, Bailey tall as hell.
Jeez. I don't know who be sitting over here when I leave. I don't know who sits in here after, because Sherwin is on by himself.
Yeah, maybe someone short.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Would that be height shaming? I don't know. Everything is so sensitive now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
everything's
sensitive.
Don't be height shaming. Be like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't be height shaming, Homer. I don't know.
Yeah, you tall as
you know, they get mad at us when we crack jokes over here.
You're like, you're going to learn today.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
But yeah, so, and yeah, I got to. Okay, so just some of the inside world. I normally, because I usually get here first, right?
Yeah.
And so I normally make sure that Bailey is good when she comes in. So she just has to do whatever extra things that she does. But I make sure that the banner is behind. And we didn't have it for a long time after Juneteenth. So we finally, the other one came.
Okay.
That, you know, we couldn't take and move over there.
Right.
But we didn't have the two banners that we normally have.
Right.
So now we have the newer banner.
Is this better?
Hold on. Look at your, well, see, you know, you got to look at yourself and see in on the screen here.
I can't do and all that.
It's right there.
Okay. I think this
okay.
is.
Okay. Yeah.
This so, is better.
So oh, I do all the things to make sure that when Bailey comes in, she just pretty much good to go.
I think the chair is going.
Bailey!
What? I'm just trying to get it together.
Order in the studio.
Okay.
Bailey.
Okay. All right.
That's better. You're good.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just trying to make sure we're the same height.
I am going to wear my gavel out this morning.
Ooh. Okay.
You're going to learn today.
I think we got it. I think we're okay.
And the way you're using your eyes to look around like, is it good there? So I just make sure that, you know, all the things are good. I make sure that our monitors are on.
Right.
I do all the things. Make sure that we wipe down, because I always wipe down everything.
I always wipe down everything. We both
And
do.
Bailey, yeah, then I leave it up there for her to be able to take care of her station. And, yeah, so, yeah, that part. But, yeah, no, you're good. You're good. You're just missing the banner now.
Okay.
Which, by the time we come back from our break, you'll have it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you'll be all good.
So that's how we started off our morning this morning, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. and there's usually also a fruit exchange, but we're working on that.
Yeah. We'll be back in effect tomorrow.
Oh, speaking of that. Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Listen, you know, that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about because they're saying like, and I got to pull it up, mm-hmm. but they're saying like the restaurants are, you know, having some issues now just because of the fact that the fruits and vegetables and with the cyclosporosis or sclerosis. Sclerosis.
Hey, people ain't trying to eat no salads, huh?
Yeah, but no, like the things that they keep coming up with that is mm-hmm. like even if you wash them off, the fruits and vegetables,
uh-huh.
you can still get it. Like, what? That doesn't help.
What? Next thing you know, we're going to find out that this is just another episode of COVID.
Yeah.
And it's airborne.
They're going to come up with something.
Because, you know, here in Wisconsin, there's been an uptick, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, so it's like now, you know, restaurants are like, hey, we got to change our business because even washing them off. And every
well,
day
you know,
as
they
of late,
said even cooking, you know, if you don't cook them thoroughly,
mm-hmm.
you know, the vegetables, you could still get it.
So you, again, cook all the nutrients out. and see, that's the thing that I think, and I talk about it a lot, but uh-huh. like the things that are supposed to be able to be eaten in its natural form.
Right.
You know, we get rid of all of them because we want to season it up. And it's like, no, this is how it's supposed to be. If you got to get all the nutrients.
Right.
We end up steaming out too long to steam out the nutrients all of that. So it's like, yeah, I'm still a vegetable, but all of the great nutrients that you were supposed to get from me, from being all natural, are gone.
Right.
So yeah, that's a whole thing in itself. Our great morning to our producer, Xavier. Xavier, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. How you feeling and doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, but you know, this is just a great example of the consequences of elections. You know, when you elect someone like Donald Trump and then they hire someone like Elon Musk to dismantle our government illegally at that. And, you know, then you hire someone like RFK that's, you know, cutting off the heads of bears and, you know, swimming in toxic water with his grandkids and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It just shows, you know, the unseriousness of our government right now. And I don't know if you heard about in Texas, the new screw that I got, they cut this program. And I guess like this parasite came back called screwworm. And it's basically tainting all of our meat that comes from the cows in Texas and stuff like that. But it was like I think it was like a $10 million program that they cut that they said it was like DEI or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's going to cost us a couple billion dollars to fix the problem. So,
see, that part, like it's just too much. It's too much. So it's like you don't know which way to go. And every day it appears that they are adding different things to the list. Like now bacon. You know what I'm saying? I love bacon.
Not bacon.
Bacon. It's on the list. That, it just made the list.
It made the list?
Yeah.
The cyclones.
You know,
the,
and they, the, no, no.
What?
Things like, so everything isn't cyclosporosis, right?
Okay.
But they're now, like, they went to eggs and talked about, you know, eggs now. Don't eat eggs because they have salmonella and all kind of stuff. And then it's bad for about 2-3 weeks, and then all of a sudden you can eat eggs again. You know what I mean? But I think the egg thing is still in effect, as if eggs haven't went up a ridiculous price already.
Well, at least they're halfway reasonable these days.
Yeah, but
I
now
because eggs was
now
like
you're gonna get
$100 for a dozen.
But
you're
now
like,
you're gonna get sick. Now you're gonna get sick.
Oh,
now you're gonna get sick.
Well, and they said bacon.
Oh. Yeah, they said bacon.
That's like putting coffee on the list for me. You can't just do all that. Next thing you know, it's going to be coffee.
Yeah.
You know, it's the sweeteners now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and you
use a sweetener, you out of luck. If you drink a diet soda, it's a bad situation for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's in there.
It's in there. It's all in there.
Yeah.
It don't matter. It don't have to be diet these days.
Right. And
it's all in there. Ain't nothing good for you.
That's real. That is real, and this is a situation that we are facing, so it's like you don't know what to eat.
Well, the thing is, we've been eating it and everything for so long. What?
Well, it's some people that I know that have some very explosive, you know, situations going on. Because it's explosive, they say. When you get it,
yeah,
they say it's explosive.
That means you
will be like the Orange Man.
Oh, man. You got to stay by the, what's the name, huh?
Catch that orange man.
Yeah, I got it.
A lot of moments. Yeah. They had a little clip
they said,
where he was sitting next to somebody or something.
He just smelled.
I love the poorly educated.
The man sitting next to him. He looked at it and he was like, he put up his fake face.
Yeah.
I was like, that's all bad. That's all bad because, like, out of nowhere. Oh.
No.
Oh, no. Order in the producer's studio. There are people having breakfast. We're saying it in a safe way.
Yes.
But that sound does not help at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. So, yeah, it has the effect that he was going for. But, yeah, like.
You can almost smell it with that sound.
Oh, now you just made it worse.
Did you see what happened at his latest rally in Michigan?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What?
This
what
was
happened?
This past week. They he was giving a speech in Michigan, and he got called out for being a pedo.
Ooh.
Yeah, I remember you were talking about that on yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And the only way how he responded is he just called him a communist. He didn't even have a response.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting, right?
Yep, and that person will probably be arrested for something.
Oh, yeah, he got removed out of the...
Going to get removed. Trust me. They're going to put some type of federal charges that will put him away in a dark place for a very long time.
Yeah.
Because that's how he works.
That's it.
Well, that's the NSPM7 that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
NSPM7.
Yeah, because anybody can be, you're a terrorist. You're mm-hmm. against the country when we talked about that. So every little thing.
Yeah.
You have some. That's one of them.
Yeah.
So now let's bury him until he doesn't even recognize who he is.
Wow.
Go stark mad, as they would say.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so, but the polls, we'll talk about that when we return, the new polling numbers, and I know Sherwin was talking about that they were going to be coming out in the new Marquette
and they did.
Updated polls. And, yeah, it's looking grim. And I know some people, and we'll talk about it more, I don't go by them numbers, but, I don't know. You know, can't fight
no.
all of that.
No.
You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl
Bailey Coleman.
She'll have her black drop when we get black. She's at her right height now anyway, so she's good. So we'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. This is Truth in the Morning. Voting, early voting is open. Started yesterday. Actually, was it Tuesday? The early voting.
Early
voting. And someone called in on our Truth Talk text lines and was saying, what time do the early voting polls open? And the answer is during the weekdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Wow.
And
on
weekends from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Mm.
So those are the times that you can start your early voting. Of course, we have the Frank P. Zeitler Municipal Building at 841 North Broadway. And there's the Good Hope Library at 7717 West Good Hope Road, the Midtown Center. If you voted at Midtown in the past, the early voting, it's in that same location on the side where the Children's Wisconsin off-site location is located. So, yeah, right there at that corner. Also, if you need them to bring the ballot out to you, you can pull up into one of the spots which are visibly marked, uh-huh. and someone will come out. And if no one comes out, they do have a number right there
right.
that you can call, and then mm-hmm. they will send someone out. They will get your ID, and they will then go in and retrieve your ballot and come out and let you sign and vote, do what you're going to do, seal the envelope and send it in, and mm-hmm. then they will give you your I voted early sticker.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and if you go in, obviously, you know, same process, it's just that you can go in. So you can go in or you can pull up, and they will bring a ballot out to you. But make sure you have your ID.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not registered, then, you know, that's a whole nother situation.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, you can early vote in Midtown. And then there are those who want to be like, nope, I'm waiting till the day.
Yes.
I like standing in the lines.
There it is.
I want to feel like I'm a freedom fighter.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But I vote early. you know, there's times where I will end up voting on the day of.
Right.
You know, but there's a lot of times I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me go and take care of this.
It's a mix for me and my household.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we think about it and we got the clear spot on the schedule,
mm-hmm.
then we'll go ahead and vote early.
Right.
But if not, mm-hmm. listen, we gonna pull up on you.
Pull up on me.
Yeah. And we gonna roll in there, but we ain't gonna miss a vote now.
That part.
We ain't gonna miss a vote.
That part. And, you know, so, and let's just not let our votes go to waste. The Midtown Center is 5700 West Capitol Drive. And they have signs that will guide you
to
where you need to go. And then you'll see the signage letting you know that it's early voting.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to find it. It's mm-hmm. Closer to Culver's.
Okay.
We'll say that. If you're familiar with Milwaukee.
Right.
You know. It's like if you were driving through, turned in by the U.S. Bank and just kept driving.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Like you were trying to get to the vacant Walmart.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if you live over by me, then you know where the Good Hope location is.
Okay.
Good Hope Library.
Right there
on 76. Hmm. Hey, Shay Shay Fufu.
Wow. Okay.
Right over, it's over there on 76 in Good Hope.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Also, Zablocki Library.
Right across the street from Popeyes.
There you go.
Oh, right next to the gas station.
Oh, no, that's good.
Right?
Where there's a Popeye, there's no chicken.
Man, oh, that part.
How is your signature thing chicken and you don't have
it? You don't have any. How do you run out?
Yeah.
And you are like. The chicken shop.
Because y'all chicken spot. Black people eat chicken, I guess. But that's not it's supposed to work. I haven't had that at KFC. We are the chicken. I ain't never had that happen. Not at KFC.
Not at KFC. I've had it at KFC, too.
They can tell you that that it's a wait.
Yeah.
But even that is not often. I haven't run into that frequently.
I have had that happen when I was pregnant. At a KFC and
see how long ago that was.
Listen, long summer night. Hey, that's
Luther
true.
Vandross. That's long ago.
Exactly. That's true. That's true. But I
you
just
had to
say,
reach for that
no,
moment.
I'm just saying it did happen.
It did happen.
All in one night.
Don't you ever stop a black woman from getting some chicken when she's pregnant?
Okay.
She is bringing life.
Okay.
To this world.
And all they could offer me was a soda with no ice in it. So it was warm. I was like, you
And
know
you
what?
Needed ice chips now.
I did.
Order Ooh. In the studio. Oh, my blow.
Oh, the memories.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, listen, the breath of a woman in labor about to deliver is atrocious. Though.
I probably was about 2 or 3 weeks away from delivery when that happened.
I don't care if she brushed her teeth that morning. Boy, when you can't have
how you
to
gonna
drink.
Wait a minute, hold up. How you gonna order at the kiosk, right? Then you get up to the window and all of a sudden they ain't got no more chicken. But then you see racks and racks of chicken in there. And you like
racks on racks on racks.
Y'all got a lot of chicken in there. Mama, ma'am, all that chicken is expired. Okay. All of it. Yeah. So y'all cooked all that chicken and it's all expired. And you got this long line of people around the corner here.
Mm-hmm. Also, you can go to the Zablocki Library at 3501 West
you
Oklahoma
set us on
Avenue.
That tangent.
I know. We're like, you're going to learn today. Babar said, if you're on probation or parole, please do not vote. Contact your probation officer to confirm. Yeah, listen.
People know that.
Well, you listen. The orange man has been fishing.
Yes.
And
waiting for
all
of
the cronies, you know, including one of the candidates that will be running on, you know, for governor. You know, they're just on a witch hunt for any little. You know, thing that, hold on, you know, you wasn't supposed to. Now, remember, if you are a convicted felon, but you have completed your sentence, you are no longer on probation, you're no longer on paper, then you can legally vote.
Right.
Because everything is restored after you have served your full time and you're no longer on probation or parole, then your rights have been reinstated for you to vote, so you can't. And I always say for a lot of people that have situations to where they are a convicted felon and they can't vote, use your family and friends to make sure that they go vote.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll still have a voice.
Uh-huh.
You end up becoming a champion to say, look, you got to go vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I could, I would. But I can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you to make sure that, you know, our voices are heard. You know, and I say, you know, champion other people if you know that you cannot legally vote. Because they just looking for all of those imperfections.
Mm-hmm.
Any little imperfection to end up saying, yep, see, look at they're voting and they shouldn't have voted. And we knew it was, that's why I didn't win the other election. It was rigged. It was voter fraud. It was all the things,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, yeah, let's not give them anything extra,
mm-hmm.
anything extra, you know, as it comes to, you know, making sure that we get our voices heard. But, yeah, the polls.
Right.
The new one. Let's see. Sir Tron, she said 76 in Good Hope Road. It's far from Shay Shay Foo Foo.
That's what I said.
The McDonald's right across the street is one of only three out of the whole metropolitan Milwaukee that now has armed security inside at all times. Damn, I didn't know that.
They done had some cut-ups over there.
Yeah, I know.
Popeye's right there at the only spot that they had cutting up at. You know Popeye's over there. But then they remodeled since then, but it still seems the same type of situation.
We'll talk about
they need armed security at that Culver's over there, too. I think they might have. Just say it.
Okay.
If you roll through that area, don't get out your car. Kidding.
Okay.
I'm just kidding, y'all. Just kidding.
All right. Just to give numbers before we come back of the latest Marquette Law School poll survey of the Democratic primary voters.
Yes.
Find State Representative Francesca Hong leading with 38%.
Okay.
Francesca Hong is leading with 38%. Followed by former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes with 16%,
uh-huh.
and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley at 7%.
Uh-huh.
Former Department of Administration Secretary Joe Brennan is supported by 2%,
uh-huh.
and State Senator Kel DeRoyce is also the choice of 2%.
So
we got to come back and talk about it.
Yeah, because
we got to take care of these bills.
Put a pin in that.
Yeah.
Till we come back.
And I'll reread them. When we come back, and then I'll allow Bailey to talk about it a little bit more. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Home Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Before we went to break, we were talking about the latest numbers as it relates to the Democratic governor, people that are running. Francesca Hung, 38%. We still have Mandela Barnes, 16%. David Crowley, 7%. Kel DeRoy's 2%, Joe Brennan 2%, and 34% undecided.
That's a huge percentage of not decided.
Right.
Because I kind of am not decided. I kind of have taken my vote back for one and considering others. That's a large percentage of people that are just like, because they say that now. I've heard in many different reports that Francesca is being funded by the GOP. That's the Grand Ole Party, aka the Republicans. I don't know how true that is because a lot of the things that I see online is, you know, it's a grassroots movement, yada, yada, all of those things. But, you know, when you see some of the national broadcasts and stuff, there's information that, and we have to talk to Sherwin to find out exactly the terminology that they use. But basically, the GOP wants to promote her, you know, they're bagging the race. In other words, they're putting all these funds in behind her because they know they've seen polling. They have polling.
It says that she cannot
beat the Republican.
Tom Tiffany.
Tom Tiffany. Now, they say, and there is a poll or something like that out there that says that Mandela Barnes is actually the only candidate that can beat Tom Tiffany. And so I noticed that Mandela Barnes seems to be showing up in all these ads for Tom Tiffany with like gold chains on and everything that makes him look like a less desirable candidate. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, this is just putting this out there so y'all are aware. And there are other candidates to consider, too. You know, so we need to open the door to them.
You know, one of the things that that I think about is what will people do? Because this is a reality check for a lot of people. After the August 11th election. Who, if your candidate is not that person. Are you going to still vote? Or are you going to abstain? Will you basically, will you throw your support behind whoever our candidate is for the Democratic Party? Or will you just say, nope, I'm just going to still vote for somebody else, even though, you know what I'm saying, they are not.
I'm going to write Donald Duck in.
Is
that what you're going to do?
No, no, because that's a waste of a vote. That's a wasted vote. But I can put myself in there.
You're going to put yourself in.
But, you know, it's
one of the, blow for governor.
You know, it's one of those situations that people are going to have to really think about it because one of those people is going to become our next governor, period. They're going to be our next governor. So we have to, you know, decide what we're going to do. You know, we're those that are in the undecided, you know, you got to make a choice. or just acknowledge that you're not going to vote, which would be even worse, in my opinion.
Right.
You know, because we have so many people, well, you know, they both ain't this, so, you know, which one is the lesser of two evils and all of that kind of stuff. So that conversation comes up a lot as well. But, yeah, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Something to think about.
Yep.
Truth Talk text lines are wide open, 833-212-1017. What do you think?
Yep.
833-212-1017.
Another messed up thing, in my opinion.
Okay.
The Wisconsin judge says that voters who have returned absentee ballot for a state primary cannot get a new one. So that means that if you voted for Sarah Rodriguez or, you know, anybody that's no longer in the race.
She's the only one, right? Everybody else still in.
Yeah, but no, I think it was some other people that were on the ballot before they dropped out. She's not that. They're not the, like, David was not the first person that dropped out of the race.
Okay.
They suspend. It's other people that suspended their campaign.
Okay.
So, but they may have received votes.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I feel like this slate of people running for governor have not done their best at, you know, doing all the campaign ads and doing all the things that put you out there, right? So, I mean, I just feel like they just haven't.
Yep. In the story that I'm speaking about, and you can see all these things on CBS 58 News, Wisconsin voters who have already returned their absentee ballots for the state's primary are not allowed to void those and request a new one. A judge ruled on that on yesterday, on Wednesday.
Okay.
The ruling deals a blow to Democrats who filed a lawsuit seeking to give voters a do-over because of a chaotic party primary in the governor's race. More, and it's more than I thought, more than 117,000 absentee ballots had been returned by Wednesday.
Wow.
Democrats were concerned that many of those might have been cast for Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who had been seen as a Democratic frontrunner before she dropped out on July 17th amid a campaign finance scandal. A day later, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, who had bowed out on July 8th, re-entered the race.
Yeah.
Rodriguez's name remains on the ballot, along with former state economic development director Missy Hughes, who dropped out in June.
Okay.
So you get where I'm going.
Right,
so some
right.
of these people, Dane County Circuit Judge David Conway on Wednesday ruled that the unambiguous language of the statute does not allow a voter to spoil an absentee ballot after it is returned. He said the guidance issued by the Elections Commission to the roughly 2,000 clerks who run elections at the local level was consistent with the law. The judge declined to issue a temporary restraining order sought by Democrats. They had wanted the judge to order the state election commissions to rescind its guidance. The attorney for voters who filed the lawsuit with support from the Wisconsin Democratic Party argued in a Tuesday hearing that the state law allows voters who have submitted absentee ballots to change their minds before those ballots are counted on Election Day. Voters across Wisconsin will be disenfranchised if not allowed to do that, attorney Eduardo Castro argued before Conway. The Republican National Committee opposed the effort to allow for revoting. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission had voted on July 9th to distribute guidance to clerks saying absentee voters cannot change their ballot after it has been returned. They rarely used the rarely used process is known as ballot spoiling. Spokespeople for the Wisconsin Democratic Party and the State Elections Commission did not immediately return messages seeking comment on the ruling. Ballot spoiling was the subject of a 2022 lawsuit brought by a Republican group. In that case, a Waukesha County judge agreed that the Elections Commission must rescind its guidance that allowed voters to cast a second ballot. But the state appeals court earlier this year vacated that ruling on technical grounds and did not rule on the merits. The winner of the Democratic primary will advance in November's general election, most likely against Republican U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, who has only taken opposition in his party's primary Democratic Governor Tony Evers is not seeking a third term. Democrats hope to keep the governor's office and flip both chambers of the legislature to gain full control of state government for the first time since 2010.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
A long time.
Yeah. So, yeah, just that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is.
117,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And especially when you watch elections and you see that the other person is ahead by just 50,000%, or, yeah, you know, 50,000 votes.
I mean,
you're like, oh, okay, it's close. Where's the 117,000?
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's,
how you feel about it?
I feel that they should have allowed them to revote. Because, I mean, again, there was too many snafus that were going on.
It's been messy.
Yeah, real messy.
It's been real messy.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I mean, I think they're thinking about the mess that it's going to be, mm-hmm, you know, if they do that.
Yeah.
You know? And then there's going to be people complain, well, I didn't get mine this and this and that.
Well,
you know, all the things.
Well, I would look at it in the sense of,
they had it set up before where they could go in and say, hey, I want my ballot back or, mm-hmm, whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they should really do it as they did it before and see how many people show up, want their
right.
ballot
and,
back.
And that's where I was going.
Yeah,
I was going to say,
you know,
only those that want to rescind their absentee
what
vote.
They should do is go in, ask for it back, and then say, either
voter fraud. You know what the orange man going to say.
Right. So, or either you're going to have to leave your ballot. We took this one out. You're going to have to leave your ballot here right now. You're going to have to revote right here, right now. Don't go home or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And turn it in right now. And then give them a deadline. Mm-hmm. Just say it has to be done by X date.
Which they always have. They
yeah.
have deadlines. Mm-hmm. So we got to get ready to take care of some bills. There's other things that are going on. There's two Milwaukee emergency call takers placed on leave after a delayed response to attack on a 99-year-old woman.
Did you hear them? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. We got to talk about that.
But that ain't the first time. You know, it's probably the first time in that area.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM Truth. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and yours truly, Bailey Coleman, for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and yours truly, Bailey Coleman. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation.
Homer, I got to say, I love Wisconsin State Fair.
Do
and
you?
So we are giving.
You love State Fair?
Y'all, listen. I like to go out there in the fresh air and go
like
to all the
puffs?
Different. No, I do not like yes, I do. I love cream puffs.
I shouldn't have said it. I should have asked the question, huh?
I love cream puffs.
Because that's your thing.
Mm-mm.
Bang! Truth in the studio,
but
baby.
You know what I really love? I love
Truth
all
the
different.
Studio.
I love all the different foods that they have out there.
Okay.
They're all creative,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, fried Twinkies and the
yeah,
like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that stuff. I love all that.
Yeah, they got everything on a stick.
They do everything you could imagine on a stick,
mm-hmm,
and in combos you would never imagine, but they do it out there.
And the weirdness.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
You'd be like, what is this?
Yeah.
And there are people who go out there and try it.
My one guilty pleasure, whenever I go, and you know what? If I don't go to the fair and one of my friends does.
Tell me you eat ants.
No.
Okay.
It's much more normal, but
okay.
I only usually get this treat once a year.
Hmm.
It's cotton candy.
You.
I love cotton candy.
Cotton candy is everywhere.
Pink cotton candy from the State Fair. It tastes different. Tastes different.
Okay.
Yeah, you could get it in the store and the little, but this is fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from the State Fair, and it just tastes, they got different, I don't know what it is, but you know. That's where I like to get it from. I don't eat it from anywhere else.
So you have to wait.
I have to wait once a year. It's a good thing, too.
You're so crazy.
I'd be all over it. So anyways, we're giving away some tickets later on before we get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to give them away today?
Oh, wow. Well, we're giving away, what is this, a 4-pack of tickets?
Yeah,
you
like
and the rest
pack.
Of the family.
Yeah.
That's a family pack. So we got your chance to win that coming up.
Yeah. And just imagine.
Yes.
You get to take all of your children.
All your kids.
So, you know, mom and daddy and two of the kids.
Two of the kids. Only the two good kids. If you got more, you.
Or mama and three kids.
Mom or dad.
Or dad
three
and
kids.
Three kids. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or grand and three kids.
Grand ain't trying to do all that.
They'll be out there with them. It's going to be some colorful language to keep them in line. But, yeah, grand will be out there rolling on her scooter.
Yeah. Dirty dog, get back over here.
That's
get
right.
Get back in line.
That's right.
That's it right there.
Charles, where you going? Anthony, where you going?
Man, get back over here.
See, here I am trying to keep her. You going into the world of Xavier. The producer. I would dare not ask him to say name. I no.
Okay.
You gonna go and you took it.
I didn't say Bookie.
Order Bailey, order in the studio. What are we doing? But yes, so State Fair. August kicks off on August 6th.
Yeah.
So somebody's gonna have a chance to win tickets.
4-pack of tickets.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Are
yes.
we sure that you know our friends and family can't?
Yeah. Huh?
Are we sure that
our people can't win? Our people can't win. I'm sorry, our people can't win.
You know how people be asking you for tickets, be like, "Hey, you." I'm like,
right now, I'm at a place in my sphere where people don't ask me for tickets, so I just kind of would like to keep that there.
You're so right.
I like to keep that in it.
You're so right.
I try to, you know.
But yeah.
Because we get tickets to a lot of different
all
things.
All of the shows are going to be giving away tickets today.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So if you don't win with Truth in the Morning, you can tune in to the award-winning Sherwin Hughes, Truth with Sherwin Hughes. You can tune in to the lunch break.
Absolutely.
The new hours, noon to two, with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
Oh, there's one stipulation with this.
Let me finish the shows before they learn that stipulation. or you can tune in and get hooked up through the grapevine with Manon Sabir with his new hours from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
Or you can tap in with Jazz Tyler from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. All Central Standard Time. And everybody, we all giving away tickets today. So you have a chance to win. So if you don't end up claiming our 4 tickets, the family pack, then you can keep on listening throughout the day, as you should anyway.
That's great.
And then guess what?
I'm talking about our tickets, though.
See, Bailey, I am an across the board. I am, when we talk about team player, I am the mascot. I am the mascot. Bailey said, "The hell with all that. What about us? What about us?
What about you? What about me?"
Bailey said,
"What about us?
The hell we doing? Homer, why are you listening?"
I mean, you know, we've heard of America first. Well, it is the morning show first. Here we go. Here's the stipulation. When you are caller 10, you're going to have to share with us why you listen to the truth. So get ready. Have that prepared because we're going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to know.
That part.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right.
Four scores ago. Bailey.
What?
Like, listen, again, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you to everybody on our YouTube page.
Yeah.
We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. While you're there, hit that like and subscribe button as we go on the road to 9,000 subscribers. Also, you can watch us live on Facebook.
Can I just say this?
Like and follow the page. Let me make sure we get these numbers
up. Okay. Well, I was going to be about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Y'all are lagging. We need your help. We need to get our numbers up. Y'all play it. Get your friends, family, whatever, cousins. Get them on there. Like and subscribe because we got to make this 10,000.
Yeah, that's Bailey's goal.
By the end of the summer, we ain't got long yet left.
No, yeah, we
y'all out here playing in these streets, these Milwaukee streets.
Well, you might have to say it with the southern draw, in these streets.
Oh, in these streets,
mm-hmm.
Y'all out here playing in these Milwaukee streets. Let's get it going. Let's get it popping. All right, Kawanda, get your people in line. She the one running things over there on the YouTube.
I am so glad that I am blessed to have many gavels.
I love you.
Because
where your baby gavel at?
Bailey is testing all the gavels.
Oh, see?
So, oh, say, can you see? So somebody's going to win, and we definitely would like it to be you. So you have a chance, even though Bailey knew, all through the day. All right, so Sherman Show on Ray and Nitty and Baby Shannon on the Grapevine with my nine some beer.
No, we're talking about us. We're talking about us.
And also coming up next week, Monday,
4-6
p.m., Tap In with Jazz Tyler is going to have a real special guest that is going to be explaining the history.
Wait a minute. You're going to be on both hours?
Yeah.
2 hours.
Oh, you'd make me give it away. I've been hinting around it.
You act like they don't know.
Yeah, I just hinting around it.
The True Squad is,
how many of y'all knew that I was talking about that I'm going to be the guest
from
4-6 on Monday, August 3rd?
They knew.
On Tap In.
They knew.
With Jazz Tyler.
Our
producer.
Our Truth listeners are very smart.
Let's take a poll.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you know? When I started hinting around earlier in the week that it was going to be me, I'm going to be the special guest.
Yes.
With Jazz Tyler.
They knew.
Tap In.
Yes. They knew.
Tap In in the morning and Tap In again. I'm just saying. All right. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. I didn't think they knew. Put up the unusual poll, Xavier. Did they know it was me? I don't think they did.
They knew.
I made some hints, but I don't think they knew. Sierra Brown didn't know. I'm just saying.
They knew.
Operations manager. She didn't know.
Sierra knew because she was the one who scheduled everything.
I know, and I see her in the studio. That's why I said it. Okay, we got to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We'll be black. They didn't know.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.